Bernie McNally, who's the interim chair of the Safeguarding Board. Bernie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Bernie. I cover this so many times on this programme. Internet safety, e-safety, online safety. And I sometimes think it is like trying to put water back up the tap. It is the horse bolted and all those analogies. Is there anything that can be done to protect, say, a seven-year-old from the internet?
Well, Frank, I suppose the internet's here to stay, so you're right in a way that it's not something that we can erase or change. We have technology changes every day. It's almost a daily occurrence that technology changes. And I suppose the message that we want to get out at this point is that technology is a positive thing, that technology is good, that children can learn, they can learn online. Almost every child has an iPad now at school. They have access to smartphones. And I suppose that's the reality of it all. So what we want to do is say, well, this is the new form of communication that young people use, so let's get ahead of the game in relation to that, and to give children, young people and their parents some tips, really, on how to protect themselves online.
So what are the tips for the primary school kids, the parents of those kids?
Well, I suppose the important thing for us is that the information that we're giving out is age-specific. So we're not, we're for the primary school children, for example, we use cartoons, we use a superhero who comes in and saves the day when young people are perhaps sharing things, images that they shouldn't, or perhaps communicating with people that they don't know. So we have this sort of primary school video that shows Superman coming in, or superhero, should say, in politically correct terms, coming in to save the day. For older children, we it becomes much more specific around what the law says in relation to things like sexting. You know, for example, very few people realise that while the age of consent for sexual intercourse is 16, the age of consent for sharing images is actually 18. So we're giving young people some information around that.
Just on that. A 16-year-old boy and a 16-year-old girl are in a relationship, and the 16-year-old girl sends a topless photograph of herself to her boyfriend, and they are the only ones seeing it. Has she broken the law?
Well, technically, yes. Of course, the police will take a view on that, depending on the circumstances, etc. But yes, it's important that people realise that when they share sexually explicit photographs on the internet, that they are actually committing an offence.
Okay, so let me just clarify this with you. They then fall out, and they're no longer an item, and the 16-year-old boy puts online his former girlfriend's picture. Can he be arrested for that?
Well, I'm not a police officer, Frank, so I wouldn't be 100% certain on these matters, but what I would say is that all of those things would be very serious.
Well, let me ask you this, if it was because 16 is the age of consent, if it was a 15-year-old girl, could he be arrested?
Yes, so it would be more serious. I would, in that sense, the younger they are, the more serious the situation becomes. But it's about sharing the photographs. It's about pornography, really, online is what that becomes. So we really need to be very careful. Young people need to be very, very careful about sharing sexually explicit photographs through the internet.
The kids are doing this, aren't they?
Well, so I believe. We hear lots of stories about young people, that this is a sort of a trend, the sexting, as it's called, seems to be a trend among young people. I wonder myself why people would do such things, but this seems to be a trend among young people. And what we are really trying to say to them is that while that you might think that that's a private conversation you're having, once something is online, it cannot be erased. Once it's out there, it cannot be changed. And this is what young people are finding. They send a photograph of themselves thinking it's to their best friend or to their boyfriend, girlfriend or whatever, and then that relationship goes wrong for whatever reason or goes sour, and then they have no control over what the other person does with that picture. Or, you know, it's like tweets or social media, Facebook. Once you put it out there, it can be retweeted, it can be re-sent. So you have no control over it once it leaves your phone or your iPad or wherever you're sending that photograph from.
So you're covering everything from privacy to cyberbullying to grooming to gaming to sexting. Every element will be covered in these packages. Parents, especially of the primary school kids and the young teenagers, may be interested. The older teenagers may maybe a lost cause, or maybe are so sensible that they're not going to take a wrong turn. How do the parents get their hands on these packages?
Well, first of all, these packs are aimed at all children of all age groups, and so we have them specifically for them. You know, with different levels. I think parents would be very interested in this, because you often hear parents saying, "Oh, I don't know anything about that social media. I don't know anything about Facebook. I don't know anything about this online behavior." But it really, it's a new form of communication, and we should all be educating ourselves on this type of communication and what the do's and don'ts, because again, adults can make mistakes and send things through the internet. So what we want people to say to parents, what we want to say to parents is really, this is something that is here to stay. It's not difficult to get your head around, you just need to open your mind to what's going on around you, that this is here and now. It's not something that's happening in America or happening in other parts of the world. This is happening here in Northern Ireland.
And is there somewhere they can log on to see the packages?
Well, what we're doing at the moment is we're running a series of workshops, and people can contact the SBNI here to get access to those workshops. We're running a number of training sessions with the voluntary statutory and community sector right across the province. We're rolling this out to all schools across Northern Ireland as well. So this is going to be an ongoing process over the next 12 months or so. But if people want to contact us here at the SBNI, we are very happy to give them information about that. And I'm just looking to see what our telephone number is here on my notes here.
Listen, do not worry, because I know you have a whole series of numbers and there's only one of them that's relevant to people phoning in on this. But it's the Safeguarding Board for Northern Ireland.
Safeguarding Board for Northern Ireland. If you want to get some information, go onto our website. And we have plenty of information on the website. Also, the PSNI website will have information on this. But this is going to been rolled out across the whole province. At the moment, we have 120 police officers trained in this. And over the next 4 or 5 weeks, we will train 800 voluntary community and statutory sector people. So, and the key for us in this, Frank, is that this virtual reality and training pack will be the same. It'll be a consistent message across everyone, so that parents, children, schools, volunteers, community sector people will all get the same message, and that we will have this consistent message across all the whole of the province. So that's important, because people get mixed messages about how to protect their children online. And what we want to do is to give that consistent message.
Bernie, thank you very much indeed. Go to the Safeguarding Board for NI on the web, or the PSNI website as well, and you'll have all the contact details there if you'd like to find out more. As I say, we've talked about it so many times, and I make no apology for highlighting it time and again, because we really need to protect the children from the darker side of that city that is the internet.